This is the Baptist Bible Seminary, Baptist Bible Institute course in second year Greek, sponsored by the Bible for Today. We're in the spring semester, two semester hours, and this is class number 5 for March the 3rd, 1983. We're reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, 22 through 13, 1. And we're taking Dana and Maddie, pages 211 through 220, paragraphs 191 to 195. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, Director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's begin our class, shall we, with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for the privilege of studying this language. We thank Thee for Thy Word, which is truth, and for Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We're glad that we have opened our hearts to receive Him as Savior and Redeemer, that we are Thy children by faith. We thank Thee for this eternal life, which will never end. Help us as we study this passage in John 12 and first verse of chapter 13. Help us in our Dana and Maddie to grasp the principles of the Greek grammar, that we at any time can open up Thy Word and see and understand more clearly than we have been able to hitherto. Bless each home represented. Be with Ruth and her husband as they minister and serve the Lord, their capacities with Bill and his wife, Lord, and work in his life. Help him with his studies. And now help our class right here as we await before Thee and as we study and listen to what is before us in the lesson tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we'll take our John 12:22, and I'll play it first and go ahead. Let's see, 22. Ruth, why don't you start it for us again tonight?
John 12:22. Erchetai Philippos kai lege to Andrea. Kai Palin Andreas, Kai Philippos, Legusi to Jesu, John.
Okay.
Erketai Philippos, Kai Lege to Andrea, Kai Palin Andreas, Kai Philippos, Legusi to Jesu.
Okay, good.
Philip comes and speaks to Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip speak to Jesus.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward. Is it present tenses all the way along? Mm-hmm. And archetai and lege and legacy. All right. So there's a pass the information along from one to the other, chain reaction. Any comments or questions on 22? All right, Bill, let's take 23 then, please.
Well, 23. Hode Jesus apokrinato autois legon eleuthen he hora hena doxaste apuias tu anthropu, John.
Okay.
Hode Jesus apokrinato autois legon eleuthen a hora henna doxaste
doxaste
ha huias to anthropu.
Okay.
But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour that has not, or has come.
Mm-hmm. Erchomai, it's the perfect. Eleuthen.
Okay. Has come in order that the Son of Man is that perfect again?
It's aorist. It's the aorist passive. Be glorified. Mm-hmm. So, in review, apokrinata is aorist of apokrinomai. Lego in present active of lego. Leluthen is perfect of erchomai. Have come. Toxaste, first aorist passive. Son of Man, in order that He might be glorified. Son of Man might be glorified. Not glorify himself or just glorify someone else, but be glorified, the heir is passive. Any other comments or questions on 23?
By Ruth 24, please.
12:24. Amen, amen, lego humin, ean me akokos tu situ person esten gain apophane autos monos mene ean de apophane palu karton fere. John?
Okay.
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falling into the ground should die.
Or having fallen, isn't it? That's what, is it? From pipto seed. That'd be the error, so it'd be having fallen, you know, after it's fallen in the ground. Okay. Rather than falling, probably okay. Having fallen.
Or falling into the ground should die.
Mm-hmm.
It is remaining alone. But if it should die, it is bearing much fruit,
isn't it? That's right, pollen carpet, all right? Much fruit. That's 24. Person again is what we.
Did you say
it was perfect? Yeah, heirs. It'd be heirs, yeah.
Oh,
heirs. Heirs to pipto. See, the verb is pipto, so person, see,
yes.
Is a different root. Apophane, of course, would be what?
The subjunctive.
Subjunctive? What tense is that?
Heirs.
Heirs, because it's apophnesco, and therefore shortened form. Mene, regular present, isn't it? Fairly regular present. All right, any other comments or questions on 24? The corn of wheat has to die. So his death was necessary for all of us to live. 25, then, Bill?
12:25. Ophelon tame sucane out to apolese out te. Kai homison tame sucane out to ento cosmo tuto es zoein. Ionion,
Philaxe, Altain. All right.
The one loving his soul.
His soul or his life. See, here again is psyche, which means either soul, it could mean, or life, depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
Soul or his even his life and so on. Go ahead. It's translatable either way.
Mm-hmm.
What's shall lose or shall suffer loss of it, say.
Okay. Shall lose.
Apollumi, see, this would be your heirs, Apollumi.
Okay, shall lose.
But they're not heirs either, it's future.
Mm-hmm. Shall lose it, okay. And the one hating his life in this world, or say,
in this world, right?
In this world.
Phylaxe. That's philosophy is to guard or to keep.
Okay.
To guard or to keep. Now this is a future. Phylaxe. See, the sigma is the in the xi.
Okay.
It's phylaso and phylaxo, the xi, there's a sigma, so that's your future tense. Okay. Shall keep or shall guard it.
Shall guard
eternal life. Guard it unto eternal life. Right up until eternal life. Questions on that's 25. Philon is present to Philo, of course. Apolese is your future. Apollumi. And then there's two lambdas. Apollumi, there's different shortened roots of this B. Well, that's the future. Apolesi. I'm wondering if the future is on the nearest stem here. I don't understand that. This is a sigmatic here. Oh, the ending on it. Epsilon Yoda. I think that's future, but it's got a. Well, some futures are built on the nearest stem. Apollumi. Apollese. Future, that's right, about Apollumi. That's the one lambda, single lambda. That apparently, of course, the aorist and the future stems are quite similar. But I always thought they're built upon the present, but I guess they're built on the aorist a lot of times. So that's why I have the one lambda there. All right. And the imperfect is built on the present stem, and so on. Apparently, this other is not the case. All right, that was 25, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Mison, of course, as you say, present active participle, misetmo. Phylaxe, future of phylaso. Future of phylaso. Any other questions on that one? 5:26, Ruth, please.
John 12:26. Εάν εμοί διακολέτες, εμοί ακολουθέτω, καί χωπού εμοί εγώ, εκέ καί χω διάκονος, χω εμός, εστάι.
Is that it?
Καί εάν τις εμοί διακολέ, τεμίσε αυτον χω πατέρ.
If anyone should serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also my servant will be.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone should serve me, the Father will honor him.
All right. The Father will honor him. Here's what diakonos, my deacon, my minister, my servant. Not a deacon in a church necessarily as an officer, but the servant. Well, this is my servant. Diakone is what, Ruth, that first verb there?
Subjunctive.
Mm-hmm. What tense would that be?
It must be present.
Present. Diakoneo, subjunctive, present. Apokul, akolutheto would be what there is. There, Ruth.
It's
akolutheto. Well, it could, but it's really imperative, see. It's akolutheto. Theto-san, and all those sort of imperatives. It's let him follow, see. It's let him follow me. So that would be your imperative, and that's the present tense from akolutheo, akolutheto. So that's your imperative, commanding them, let him follow. Let's see, that's 26, was it?
Mm-hmm. That was a question.
Yeah, okay.
On diakonos, do we ever have a time when we can tell, other than the context, whether it's referring to like the office of a deacon or whether just a servant? Grammatically, is there?
No, I don't think so, Bill. Okay. I think the word is identical, and we just have to see contextually
mm-hmm.
where it is. See, that's where a lot of these people who believe, like the women's liberals, who make a lot of women deacons, you know, or try to make a lot, and women preachers and women servants and women ministers in the churches. See, they use this word, diakonos. And wherever that word diakoneo occurs, and it's a woman connected with it, see, you got women deacons. And see, that word means minister, therefore, you got women ministers. And so it's very touchy, especially with these women liberals, especially the new evangelical women's liberals that are trying to use the Bible to prove that, not just the modernists, the unbelievers, but these are, well, people like Virginia Mollenkopf and others that are, I think she's lost by her writings, but, you know, she claims to be an evangelical and others the same. But I'm looking here in the concordance, the Englishman's Greek concordance under diakoneo. Now, diakoneo, to minister, many uses there. Diakonos, well, sort of many uses there too. For instance, Matthew 20:26, let him be your minister, see,
mm-hmm.
Your servant. 22:13, then let the king say to the servants, or just their deacons, you know, greatest among you shall be your deacon, your servant. See? But you see, that's not the concept of most deacons in our Baptist churches.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest among them mm-hmm. is the deacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, shall be a minister, a servant, you know, but they take that, I guess, literally, I should say, rather than what it was intended to. Because the word deacon means servant.
Mm-hmm.
It means the least. But they say that either the greatest, no, there's the greatest office you can aspire to is deacon. The last of all servant, old Mark 9:35, John 2:5, his mother saith unto the deacons, the servants, there again, diakonoi. And then John 2:9, the servants was through the water, you know, the miracle of the water made in the water. There shall, now here John 12:26 is the next one, John, there shall my servant be, my diakonos. Then Romans 13:4, for he is the minister of God, a deacon of thee, the powers of thee are at the end of God, see. Minister of the circumcision, 15:8 of Romans, 16:1, Phoebe our sister, which is a servant. Now there's a deacon. Say, Phoebe was a deacon, according to these women's livers. I don't believe that's true, but just a servant, see. 1 Corinthians 3:5, ministers by whom he believed, again, diakonoi. 2 Corinthians 3:6, also made us able ministers, ourselves the ministers of God, 6:4. 2 Corinthians 11:15, if his ministers, now Satan's got deacons, see, if you want to use it that way, if his ministers, his deacons, diakonoi, also be transferred as ministers of righteousness, see, deacons of righteousness. Are they ministers of Christ, or deacons of Christ? 11:23. Galatians 2:17. Therefore is Christ the minister of sin, the diakonos of sin. Ephesians 3:7. Whereof I was made a minister, or diakonos. Beloved brother and faithful minister, 6:21 of Ephesians. Philippians 1:1. With the bishops and deacons. Now there, seemingly, it seemed like a church office, because you got bishops, episcopoi, and diakonoi coupled together in Philippians 1:1. Now that's context again. For you a faithful minister of Christ, Colossians 1:7. For I, Paul, made a minister, a deacon. Well, was an apostle a deacon, you see? Well, it means the minister. The meaning of the word, I think, is used there. Wherever I made a faithful minister and fellow servant, Colossians 4:7. Timotheus, a brother and minister of God, 1 Thessalonians 3:2. Likewise, must the deacons be great. Now here, 1 Timothy 3:8, apparently it's a church office, because it's a church letter. And thou also be a good minister of Christ. So you see, there are only maybe two or three spots of all those 15 or 20, I guess, in the New Testament where that's clearly brought up. A diaconia, you see, as the ministry, in many uses, I'd say probably 30. And diaconia, the verb to minister, probably another 30, see, that are used. So it's context, mm-hmm. Bill. There's no other different root. And see when it's in the feminine like that, see.
Sure. It seems like many times, most times when it refers to deacons, it's usually a very, I don't mean menial job, but just a very of low degree, which mm-hmm. is what the root means, is servant.
Sure, servant.
But yet in 1 Timothy 3, the qualifications of a deacon mm-hmm. seem to be one that's more mature spiritually, one to be used more more spiritual things.
Yeah.
I wonder,
yes. Now, the menial task, the question is Acts 6 deacons, or is that not deacon reference? The word diaconat was used, let them serve, and let them minister to the widows that, you know, were neglected in the daily ministration of the daily service. The word diaconat was used there. The question is, if they're deacons, you know, let them wait upon this, and we will give ourselves the ministry of God in prayer. But on the other hand, if those are the deacons in chapter 6, then Philip and Stephen, you see, they were deacons, and they had a spiritual ministry. Thank you, Ruth. They had a spiritual ministry, so they did serve and preach and so on, but they still, in their concept, was as a servant. Even as the Lord Jesus, he said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And to give my life a ransom for all. So those qualifications, yes, are stronger, more spiritual, and more in depth.
And it seems to be that for one to be a deacon, the way deacons seem to be used, and again, you have to decide, like you say in Acts 6, if that's a deacon just to take care of the, I don't mean to say the menial things, mm-hmm. but lesser things so that the pastor can take care of the more spiritual things. If that was the case, that deacons were to be to handle the less spiritual task, mm-hmm. then it seems like the qualifications are so much more strict,
mm-hmm.
and almost they don't match up.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I agree that one a deacon is just a servant,
right.
of the pastor and of the church. And
yeah. I think that the qualifications are such there, Bill, as you say. That they should be followed, and they have to be followed. And I don't know, though, that that would preclude them serving the Lord, because pastors should be able ministers of the Lord, and they should be servants also. Though they're not, their official title is not that of deacon, but that of pastor, bishop, and elder. Yet they've got to serve the Lord too. And you have to look at their qualifications. They're the same as deacons, only there's several others tacked on that are even more stringent mm-hmm. for the pastors. So you could use the same argument, although not exactly, but the traditional picture. I'm not so sure that the you can divide it up into spiritual and carnal or fleshly. I don't know that you can do that because of these qualifications. Although that's what a lot of folk have thought. And elders, pastors, bishops are the spiritual ministry, and the deacons are the secular, the money and monetary. So I know that sometimes is part of their task as helpers to the pastor, to the church, but they certainly had spiritual qualifications, and they had to be qualified to take an office. And we neglect that, and therefore Persons, I think from those qualifications, it looks like every deacon ought to be a Sunday school teacher or Sunday school teaching caliber. If he doesn't have a class of some kind, then he ought to be able to minister the Word of God, good witness, and, you know, not only know bookkeeping and things. So that's an interesting.
Do you think that Philip and Stephen were, what we would consider today, full-time, or would you consider them, means that they were not pastors, at least in some context they were just deacons, and yet they were preaching and mm-hmm. baptizing and others. Do you think that that would give any way for deacons today to be considered as a full-time position?
Never thought about that as such. Certainly is possible.
I was just thinking in the case of a retired man mm-hmm. or
yes.
in a sense mm-hmm. not full-time. Making more out of the office than should be.
Yeah, we often have the full-time men as pastors, assistants to the pastor, don't we? Rather than deacon. I never heard about that, but that's a thought. I suppose they were tent makers like Paul. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stephen didn't live that long to do much with his life, did he? He did enough when he gave that talk, that speech, and cut them to the heart, and they killed him. First martyr, but he was a great help in leading Paul to Christ, I feel, by his life, his testimony. But the other one, Philip, the evangelist, he went down and the Lord told him to go here and he went there. Whether he was full-time or whether he had a tent-making ministry, you know, I don't know. I don't know. They didn't have that organization in those days that they had full-time. Now, Paul taught that the laborer is worthy of his hire. That was even Old Testament teaching. It's a teaching of Luke. The Lord Jesus said, "Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn." Whether they had that down pat, I would doubt it. Now, when he went to different cities and ministered, I suppose the believers housed him and fed him and clothed him, but I don't know how much more he just had to live by faith on the thing. I don't know that we could make a case even for pastors being so-called, quote-unquote, full-time, although Paul taught that they should be living of the gospel. They preach the gospel, they should live of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 9, right?
Okay, I was just curious.
So that's an interesting field there, the whole ramification all on this diakonos. All right, let's see. Where's Ruth's turn? What is that?
I think it was finished at 25, so we're ready for 26.
Okay, 26, please.
John 12:27. Mu tatarakta kai ti epo pater soson me eptes horas tautes ala dia tuto elthon estein horan tautein. John.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I'm behind there. Okay. Now, my solar life.
Okay, Bill, is it yours? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Said, now, my soul, and I'm not sure what the.
If this is 27.
Yes.
Is troubled. Has been troubled. Tetaraktai.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbed. You know that area. Okay. Disquieted. Perfect passive of taraso.
Okay.
Afraid almost.
And
has been, I guess, trouble. Has been stirred.
And
Tiepo, what?
I say what?
What should I say, yeah.
What should I say?
That apo being the aorist subjunctive of Lagos, the apons. That may be the regular number. She got it. She didn't even know the other one rang. She said she'll get it. I could put that answering down to one ring, take a meter, but she's here, so it's all right.
Okay. Father, save me from this hour.
Okay, that's the end of that verse. Is it?
I think so.
Okay. Sosan, first.
No, it's still a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. But through this.
No, not through. Deal right. With the genitive and the ablative is through, but deal with the accusative is always because of. See, on account of. Deal with tuto, accusative. Because of or on account of.
Because
of this,
I came into this hour.
Okay.
I came unto his house.
All right, that's good. Apo, as we said, aorist subjunctive of lego. Tetarachtai is the perfect passive indicative. Tarasso, and soson is what, Bill? Do you have any idea what soson would be?
Would that be aorist?
That is aorist. Aorist imperative of sozo. That's right, because the sigma, sozo, zeta, this is the
stem doesn't change.
Stem, yeah. Yeah, well, stem does change a little bit with the sods and versus sos.
See, okay,
it changes
okay,
the yeah. Zeta, therefore it would be aorist because it is up a chain stem. Sozo and sodze would be your present. Mm-hmm. Alephone, of course, aorist of erchomai. Mm-hmm. Okay, so save me from this hour. See, that was the question. That, of course, is physical deliverance, isn't it? Did we discuss one time what sozo meant in this class? Some other class, Sunday school class, asked one time, what does this save mean? See, I said sometimes it's physical deliverance. Sometimes it's spiritual deliverance, you know, salvation. In this case, save me in the sense of deliver me out of the cross. Any other question or comment on 27? By Ruth 28, please.
1228. Pater doxa son su to onoma. Elferun phone ectu uralu. Kai edoxasa. Kai palen doxaso. John.
Okay.
Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I also glorified,
mm-hmm.
And again.
Well, both ends. See, kai kai. That's like tap tap.
Glorified and will that's glorify it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. And that's 28. Doxasan is what, Ruth?
Is that imperative?
It is imperative. And what tense would that be? Doxadzo is your verb. Doxadzo. That's aorist because of the doc, the sigma goes from the zeta. Doxadzo to doxason. Alphone, second aorist of erchomai. Edoxasa. Edoxasa is also aorist, first aorist of doxadzo. And I guess that we're all right. And then doxadzo. Doxasso is what, Ruth? That's a beautiful form. Future because of the sigma. And the omega. I will glorify both. I have both glorified it and will say both and see both and that type of thing. Kai kai. All right. Any other thanks, thoughts on that one? All right. Next one, Bill.
1229. Haun ochlos ha Christos kai akousas elege brontein gegonenai aloi elegon angelos auto lelaleken John.
All right.
Therefore, the crowd, the ones, was Hestos.
Hestos would be your perfect participle. The ones having stood, the ones, therefore they're standing. See, so we could say it's standing, I guess, but okay. It's those having stood from histemi.
Okay. Therefore, the crowd, the ones standing,
mm-hmm.
And hearing.
So again, having heard.
Okay.
But you see, after they have heard, they have heard. See, so you can almost translate this like an aorist. Both of those, which stood and heard. See, ones having stood, the ones having heard. We'll see in our participles when they come to those that there are certain ways of tenses of having a time that is prior to the time that we're talking about. And aorist and perfect both are these types of participles. In other words, precedent time rather than antecedent time or contemporaneous time. This is the ones having stood on the past, they're still standing there. Okay, the crowd, which you just say, which stood and heard.
Was he saying, there's a brontain.
Brontain, thunder.
All right.
Bronte. Gegonenai from Ginomai. See.
Becoming or
yes, that there had come or there had become or there was. Almost Ginomai is almost like the word to be, see.
Yes,
my
infinitive
definite.
How would you translate it then?
The subject of the infinitive quote unquote is thunder. Thunder to have become.
Okay.
See, that there was thunder. See, they saw. They said that it was thunder to have become. Now the thunder was. See, that there was thunder. That's what it was. If the thunder became, or thunder took place, or thunder occurred. See, when you have the infinitive, the direct, the accusative is like the subject. They the man says it's not the subject in the accusative, but see, Brontain would be the subject of that infinitive. So he's, and that's an indirect discourse, by the way. Having heard, they were saying. Now, the exact words they were saying is, it is thunder, see. But in indirect discourse, which we'll get to in the clauses in Dan and Manny, you'll find that one of the means of identifying indirect discourse is the infinitive. And this, of course, is the case. Let's take a quick look at Dan and Manny, if I can find it. I was just looking at clauses today, and indirect discourse near the back of our Dan and Manny book, under indirect discourse, page 296. 297, indirect declarations by the infinitive. See page 298 at the top. Who say that he lives? Those who say that Zane to live. See, that's it says to live. And so that's an example of that. The infinitive used in indirect discourse. So that's...
Is this one? Translated like an infinitive.
No. It would just be translated like thunder... to have become. See, if you want to be still with about it, you know, you can say that, but you can say that there became thunder, that there was thunder, or that it was thunder. See, but that gegonenai is a perfect gegonen of ginomai with a reduplicated root. See, they said that thunder has happened, and therefore you hear the sound of the thunder. All right, anything else, Bill? Did we finish that?
Not yet. Let's see. Angel was speaking.
They were saying, others were saying.
Okay, others were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Others were saying, an angel
has spoken to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's again indirect discourse. Is that the end of the verse?
Yes.
Okay. So that's another indirect. They were saying, what were they saying? Exact quote. Well, an angel is speaking. But they just put it in the has spoken to him. See, in the perfect. But that's an indirect discourse too, isn't it? It's indirectly quoting what they said. That's 29 or that's 30, is it?
29.
Testos, as we said before, is a perfect. Participle of histemi, acusus, aorist participle, akuo, elegant, imperfect of lego, gegonenai, a perfect infinitive of ginomai, and elegon, imperfect of lego, and laleken, perfect of laleo, reduplication all the way along. Any other questions or comments on that one? All right. 12:30, Ruth.
12:30. Apokrithe hoisus ka epen. U di emet haute hephone gegonen ala dihumas.
Jesus answered and said, not because of me the voice came.
This voice, yeah, haute, this voice.
This voice came, but because of you.
All right. And the deo of the accusative again, Bill, you see, on account of or because of always. If it's genitive or ablative, then it's through or intermediary agency there. All right, apokrithe, of course, for serious depends on apokrinomai, apen is serious to lego, and gegonen is what, Ruth? Gegonen. Maybe it isn't even in there. Let me see here. 30?
Yeah,
gegonen. There you are. There she blows.
At
the ears? No, see, with the ginomai is the present, and geg is your reduplication. That's your perfect, see, of ginomai. So, in other words, a voice, again, has become or has happened, see, that this voice took place or became, or has become. The perfects are laced throughout this entire context, aren't they? And we would maybe just say, well, all you need is an aorist. Well, the little twist of a Greek a perfect is exactly what they want to say, and so they put it down in that way. The Lord has worked that out. And in a sense, it's more accurate as to what really is taking place. A voice has become, or a voice has
happen. You know, it's in the past, and yet, you know, you could just say a voice happened or sound. This sound happened, or this noise happened, but has happened. See, they were seeing it right then. They just didn't say it happened. They said, oh, this has happened to us, because it was still a little bit in the past anyhow, and they heard it. They could have said it happened, but it's a perfect, similar to the heirs, but not exactly the same. Any other comments or questions on this? The audible sound from heaven is like when they had an audible sight from heaven at the baptism of the Lord, wasn't it? And at the Mount of Transfiguration, there was a transfiguring sight and also the sound. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, and so on. So the Father attested to the Son, didn't he, when he was around the earth even. And these were some of the means he used. All right, any other comments or questions on that one? All right, next bill, please.
John 12:31. Nun kusis esti tu kosmu tutu. Nun ha archon tu kosmu tutu ek blethesetai exo.
All right.
Now, judgment is of this world.
Mm-hmm. For now is the judgment of this world. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or a judgment of this world.
Is that the one ruling?
Yeah, the ruler, huh? Okay. The one ruling.
Archon. Okay.
Present participle.
Now the one ruling of this world.
Or is this just the nominative singular?
Oh, yeah.
Archon. Hmm. I don't know, maybe both. Go ahead.
Okay. Of this world, casting out, let's see.
Ekblethesetai from Balo. So if this is Balo to cast out, Ekbalo to cast out rather, what would this be? Do you see any different stem from Balo? Does the stem change?
Yes.
Alright, so you know it cannot be present, cannot be imperfect, cannot be second aorist. Then you notice the ending. Theta eta, you notice the theta eta, and it's not akalu theo. Remember the theta eta there is misleading. But so theta eta, and then after the theta eta, you have a what?
Sigma.
So theta eta is an indication of the aorist passive, usually. Theta eta, aorist passive. But with the sigma here, it's the future passive. See? Because the sigma. Theta eta sigma is the earmark. So why would you translate the word to cast out in the future passive tense?
Okay, so yeah.
What if it were an active voice? Future active.
Will be cast out.
Will be cast out as you're active. Excuse me, that's your passive. Will cast out as you're active. Will cast out demons. They will cast out demons tomorrow if that were the situation. But will be cast out when the verb to be is inserted. That's by someone else. There's your future passive. All right, any other questions on that? Did we cover any of the other?
Is that, I think there's some more to go.
Oh, all right.
But would that be, is that for emphasis? Isn't echo, isn't that that means without?
Oh, this is not echo. Exo, outside.
Okay.
See, he should be cast out without. See, it's double meaning. Ekbalo.
Exo.
Yeah. Just like when Paul talks about in Philippians. I press toward the mark for the out resurrection of those who were resurrected from among the dead ones. It's the ex anastasis. See? It's the resurrection anastasis, but it's ex anastasis, the prefix on that word. And so with this one, see, it's ek balo exo. It's just to be sure that you know that he's out, completely out, and that's for emphasis that is without in the outer. Of course, now is the present. He is out as far as any real strong access to the throne of God. See, evidently in the Job's day, he had access as an angel of God, even though he was not a right angel. He accused the brethren, you know. But it says in the Revelation, the accuser of our brethren is cast out of heaven, and he can no longer do that. But it seems like now judgment has come, and where was that? That would be at the cross, it would seem like. And so there is a certain change in the relationship of Satan to the Lord after Calvary. I think that's when he bruised his head, although not completely, and also crushed his heel. That started there. Judgment started there with Satan. He's not completely gone because he's still alive and well, as the title says in the book Planet Earth. And he will be alive and well for the after the millennium too, won't he? He'll be bound for 1,000 years, but at the end of that he'll be loosed for a season, then he'll make war with the saints and all the unsaved nations of the world gather around to slaughter the believers and slaughter the Lord Jesus again, crucify him again in Jerusalem if they could, and he'll cast them, blind them, and he will bind them and be victor over them. But there is a certain sense in which he will be cast out without. As to when that is, he's a defeated foe, as many have phrased it, right now, and therefore we have power over him, and we can resist the devil, and he will flee from him. And what sense is he will be cast out, and when that starts, I think it began at Calvary, definitely began at Calvary, because no longer do we have to fear death. Remember in the book of Hebrews, who for all through their lifetime were subject to bondage, who for fear of death, and a fear of the devil. So you had the power of the death over death, you see, with Satan. But now that's snapped, and now...
Well, the next verse talks about the cross. Maybe that's...
Yes. I think it is. I think this now, I think this judgment has come. I think it's the cross, and that's why I guess the context indicates. Any other questions on that? Was 31, was it?
Still finished on 31.
Oh, we finished it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see.
Kai and ego. Huh? I think that may be the end. I think that's the end, Joe. Yeah, I think that's the end.
Okay.
Well, let Ruth take over from there then. Ruth 32, please.
John 12:32. Kago an hypsotho ectes geis. Pantas heltuso cross MO2.
All right.
And if I should be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all towards myself.
All right. And hypsotho is what, Ruth? Hypsotho?
Passive. Right.
Right. And what tense? Hypsotho is your root. Hypsotho. It's aorist. Hypsotho. See, it's different. It's an omega, which swallows up the omicron. Aorist, passive, subjunctive. If I might possibly be lifted up. See, might be lifted up. I'm not to lift myself up or lift somebody else up, but might be lifted up at the cross by someone else. Helkuso is what, Ruth?
Future.
Future. Helkuo is the word. That was the same word that was used, was it not, in John 6? I made reference to it there. You probably don't remember it way back there.
Yeah.
Where it says, no man comes unto me, but the Father would send me to draw him. See, and I said, there, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. In my understanding of the text in these areas, this is a fulfillment of the other. And this is the way that all men will be drawn unto the Father. And so, as far as I'm concerned, every person on earth is drawn to the Son of God to trust him because he was lifted up. Cross of Calvary. Now we can say trust him and believe him. See, not a question of the elect or non-elect, and is the Spirit of God drawing you, or isn't he drawing you? The Lord promises here, I will draw all if I be lifted up. So that drawing, that pulling, helkuo is a strong verb for just dragging almost. But if it's like a non-magnetizable substance, like wood, you can't magnetize wood. The magnet just doesn't have any pulling power on wood. But still the drawing is there, and you know, hopefully the people will respond.
Is that how he's
saved your whole mankind? Especially then to believe. I think so. And the Savior in that sense of, you know, he died for the sins of the whole world.
Provision
for all. That's right. Even though he knows all will not come. You know, why will they not come? So, anyhow, I realize this gives the five-point Calvinists very strong difficulties, and they don't like to hear this talk, but I feel it's very strong. Same word is used. How cool. See, I think that's the answer to it, because they make a lot of that first part. Well, anyhow, the Lord, how else can this be understood? And if I might be lifted up. Of course, that's on the cross.
They always say that the Lord is saying he's joined them, and then the other verse says that the Father is. Have to join
them. That's true. They could get out of it that way. The two persons of the Trinity. Right? Well, that's good. Okay. All right. Verse 33, Bill. 12:33.
John 12:33. Tuto de elege seminon toyo thanato emelen apothneskein. John?
I can never get that off on time.
But this, he was saying, signifying I do
death. Oh yeah. Well, by
to do or make, or I
poyo by what type of, see, that's poyo or poyo by what kind of death. Is that, that's what this is. See, poyo is not poyo. Poyo is from whatever it is, poi or poo. Or, it's what sort. See,
okay.
It's a conjunction. It's okay. A particle. It's a interrogative adverb. But I don't know what the name of the thing is at this point. But it's a word that means what sort. And this, in the locative case, would mean by what means, by what type of death, thanato, see, by what sort. Go ahead. I looked that up, see the exact form.
He was about to die.
All right, by what death he was about to die. Mm-hmm. Is that the end of the verse?
Yes.
Okay. Poyo is from poyos. And poyos is genitive singular. See, poyos, it's of what kind, of what sort or species, what or which. It poyos, P-O-I-O-S.
What is the name of the part of speech? Did they call that?
Didn't
get,
no, of mm-hmm. what kind. Poyos, poya, poyon. Must be an adjective. It's got three masculine, feminine, neuter. Adjective, so it must be a...
modifying death.
Yes, that's right. What kind of death? It's an adjective. Now, that should be simple enough. Adjective is modified nouns, and here's a noun, so it must be an adjective. All right, we could have figured that one out before. What sort of death? What kind of death? What species of death? All right, that's finished the bill. That's verse what?
That was
33. And semainon, present active participle of semaino. Amelen, imperfect. Is it amelen we have in our text here? Let's see. Yeah, okay, that would be imperfect of mellow. And apothneskein, present active infinitive of apothnesko. All right, any other comments or questions on that?
How can you translate the imperfect of mellow? How would that
he was about, sort of in a continuous action type sense. No, it'd be hard to say as far as this, he was signifying or showing, but what sort of, he was about, how can you be continuously about to die? But that is present tense, and it is imperfect tense to go with it, isn't it? And so, that's an interesting type of imperfect and perfect, I mean, imperfect and present working together. He was to die. It wasn't the aorist. He was about to.
What
maybe it's a descriptive imperfect, you know, something like that. If you look under,
you'd always say he was about to, no matter what it is, wouldn't you?
Yes.
How could you change it?
Yes. Let's take a look at tense. Would be right just past regular use of 187. Progressive imperfect, the customary imperfect, he was about to die, the iterative imperfect, special use of the tendential asset, tendential imperfect. He had a tendency to die. He was about, in the sense of, he was leaning toward, he was aiming at, he had a tendency, leaning that way for die. I think that was, they're going to call it, somebody's going to do, see. Voluntative imperfect, wanted to do, inceptive imperfect. I think that would be the tendential imperfect. He was about to die, which would be the same as if it weren't imperfect, just in the present, in a sense. But
it would be translated the same.
I think so, translated the same. And then the thing that intrigues me is about to die. Present tense. Not just once to death, but to die, see. It seems like of course it could be a different type of perfect present too, but it's there's a process there, isn't it? Well, death is a process.
Yes.
ought to die. It's not just once for all that you put out of your misery with the electric chair or something. It's immediately. That was a suffering. That was a progressive death, wasn't it? And that's interesting, right in that verb, present tense, showing the sufferings of Christ, the glory that should follow that 3 hours of suffering, 6 hours altogether, across 9 to 3, until he said it is finished.
And you count the time before Pilate?
Yes, that whole thing with the scourging, terrible, plucking out of his beard, and the awful beatings he took. So that's about to die. See, that's an interesting apophthegm. I couldn't figure that out at first, but I'm seeing that's a real, real point there, isn't it? Find anything else on that one, that verse? Or is it Ruth or Bill? Okay, Ruth, next one.
12:34. After Crete auto ha'achlos, hemes, ekusamen, ek tu nomu, hati ha Christos, mene, eston iona, kai pos su leges, hati de huxtothenai, ton vion tu anthropu. Tis estin, hutos, ha huios, tu anthropu.
The crowd answered him, "We know from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how are you saying that it is necessary for the Son of Man to be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?"
Okay, that's good. Ruth 34. Ekusamen, we heard, aku, erist, mene, present of meno, leges, present of lego, of course, day. Present of impersonal of day, deo, upsothenai, you translate that correct, first aorist passive infinitive, upso, shall be lifted up, upsothenai, to be lifted up, rather. Estin, of course, is the aimed present. So they knew from the law that the Messiah, HaChristos, would abide unto the age, rather, forever. And how do you say he's got to be lifted up? They didn't have that in mind, the sufferings of the Messiah, did they? It's interesting that he knew in the law, though. That's interesting. But notice how he says to you that day that the Son must be of necessity to be lifted up. There again, it's infinitive, isn't it? To be lifted up. There it is, day, the subject being Tonhuion, Ton Anthropu, the Son of Man, must be lifted up, but we don't translate it must be to be lifted up. It's it must be lifted up as a finite verb. So I think it's similar with that brontain and the infinitive. A thunder took place or happened. This is similar. Alright, any other questions or comments on that? Alright, Bill?
John 12:35. Epenun autois poiesus eti mekron chronon tophos methumon esti. Peripatete heos trophos ekete, hename scotia humas catalabe, kai ha peripaton ente scotia uc oida pu hupagi.
Another long one, 2 long ones in a row.
Then Jesus said to them,
More. Mikros is little, and eti is longer.
Okay, a little longer.
Still.
Time.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. The light is with you.
Mm-hmm. So it's yet a little longer, or still a little longer. Okay, the light is with you. Peripateo is to walk around, to walk, and this is a command, second plural.
Until, or while
mm-hmm.
you have the light.
Hosta.
That the darkness. What's a
catalambano is to take down or to hold down or to get a hold of you, I guess, get you down.
The darkness does not hold you down?
I guess so.
Like
something like catalambano. Get a grasp of you.
And the one walking
rather, overtake you. Some have said that's what our see King James says what. Come upon you. They say come upon you or overtake you, huh?
Is it the same as he's got to hear to Ukata Yoden in the darkness comprehended it not? Is that the same?
Katalawa, yes. Did not understand it, did not comprehend it, not hold it. Yeah, it is. Darkness comprehended it not. Yeah, that is the first John chapter 1, isn't it? All right.
And the one walking in
Lambana means to receive, see. Kata is down, to receive it right down into the very heart and soul and body of yourself, see. So the darkness did not have any desire to receive this light. I think that's the idea of Kata Lambana. All right, go ahead.
And the one walking in darkness does not see.
No, oida is to know. It's oida. Does not know.
Does not know where. What's upage?
Upago is to walk around, to go, to pass, to walk. Does not know where he's going, actually. Upago to lead and hupo under to lead him. All right, that was 35, wasn't it? Peripateta. Present active imperative, probably here. Peripateo is the same as an indicative form, probably imperative here. Echete is present of echo. Catalabe is aorist of catalambano. Peripaton, present active participle of peripateo, oiden, perfect of oida. Hupage, present of hupago. All right, darkness and walking around in the light. Any other questions or comments on 35? All right, Ruth, next please.
John 12:36. Heos tophos echete, pisteroete eis tophos, hena huioi photos geneste, tauta elalisan hoiesus, kai apelthon ecrube apalton.
While ye are having the light, walk in the light.
Nope, pisteroete.
I believe in the light.
Okay.
In order that ye should be sons of light.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said these things, and having gone away,
I fell on the air.
He was hidden from them.
Okay, very good. He was hidden from them. Pistelwate, present active of Pistel, Geniste, second heiress, middle of Genemai. Which is a deponent verb, so it shouldn't make too much in the middle, really. Elalisen, aorist of aleo. Apelthon, aorist of aperchomai, having gone, having left. And ekrybe, aorist passive of crypto, ekrybe. Different form, different root, and the eta and the ending giving the aorist passive flavor. Any other comments, questions on that one? 36? All right, Bill, next one, please.
John 12:37. Tos auta de autu semea pepoie kotos emprosten auton uk epistelon eis auton.
All right. Ruth, that girl calling from Spectacolor, or Gestetten rather, she said she was interested in the Greek class?
She said she was, she went on about the demonstrations, and then she said, what was Bible for today? Which always floors me, and I try to reach into the sky and explain.
Oh, you don't know, see this one here.
and then she, when I was explaining it, she said that she was a Christian, and I asked her what church she went to, and she said some little church in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And she was interested, I was talking about that you write about the manuscripts and such. And she was interested in knowing, she wanted to learn Greek, she said.
Exactly.
So I told her that it was available.
Just a year late, but we have it on tape.
It's on tape, yeah.
That's right.
She wanted to know whether you had a publication that she could send for. So I sent her a sample of that.
Good.
And Why Bible for Today and the brochures.
That's fine. That's good. Now, was she right there in the main office?
I don't know where she was.
she may be, or she may be from a different, because I go in there all the time, and nobody, made any motions to say hello. I mean, I say hello to all the girls, but I mean, and the secretaries, but, Philadelphia, the Gestetners from Philadelphia. So that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that was a good contact. Let's see, that's Bill's. I apologize, Bill, for interrupting you there. I just happened to think of that.
What is
we're in
Salta?
We're in 37, right? Such things as many things as Tauta, neuter plural, from St. Mayas, he signed.
Okay, but such things.
So many,
signs. Have made?
Yes, he having made. See, it's a participle, perfect participle, poie kaptos, the kappa giving a signal of the perfect participle. In other words, you see, it's pepoe kaptos, it's so many signs, he had done so many signs, that's what he's saying, see. I suppose even a concessive on the death, and yet, or though he had done so many signs, or so many miracles, you see, before then.
You can translate that other than but?
Well, sometimes you have the but or the and, the adversative.
You can say and for death?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Death is sometimes and. For instance, just trying to see here on page somewhere, that is listed. And trying to figure out where they just came across it today.
Though, they have though.
Oh, uh-huh.
We have but
too? Mm-hmm. But though, yes.
But though. See, there's a concessive type of thing. And the reason for the though is that they're interpreting, and rightly they can do that, the participle, pepoe kotos, as a concessive clause, concessive participle, which is though he had done so many things. See, we learn that in participles next week, that that's one of the many interpretations of a participle. But the de, let me just quickly see. I had to define the de, look in the Greek index in the back of my Dana and Maddie, and I had time finding a Greek index, but it was there, page 354. 214, I think it's section 214, is where the de is elaborated. I think there are three or four uses there. 214.
Is that just
I think that's paragraph. It is paragraph. Page 244 is what it is. It's postpositive adversative particle, could be, on the other hand, but however. Secondly, a transitional continuative particle, and moreover than now, you see. Thirdly, explanatory usage, now, you see. Now, you see, sort of explaining. The fourth one, now they use emphatic or intensive, see, really, indeed, in fact. So they got about four different uses for the de. It's really a well, fact particle. All right, Bill, have we interrupted you sufficiently for having done so many things, yet though he had done so many signs, see, before them? Then the opposite of that would be yet, though, and then you get the yet. Although, again, that's interpretation, but it's possible with a concessive clause.
What's
in plus then, before.
Okay.
In the presence of.
Before. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Hebrew says panay, the face, before the face of. En plus then, it's like le panay. It's before the face of, in the face of, right in the presence of them. So many miracles he did. Go ahead.
They were not believing in him.
All right. They were not believing in him. And I suppose the yet would be a part of the, if you start out with a concessive though, then you'd have the yet. They were not believing in him. All right. That's 37, isn't it? Poikotos, perfect participle, poieo, episto on imperfect, episto. They were not believing. They just didn't have any faith. Any other questions or comments on 37? All right, Ruth, 38.
John 12:38. Ena hologos eisaiu tu prophetu plerothe hon epe curia tis epistelse te akoe hemon. Kai hoprachion curiu tini apekalufthe.
All right.
in order that the word of Isaiah the prophet should be fulfilled, which said, Lord, who believed our report? And the arms
Tinney.
Of the Lord. To whom?
Is that That's right, to whom? That's right, Tinney.
The arms of the Lord.
The arm singular, see, Brachion.
Ha, see. Yes.
It's the part for the whole, because, you know, I'm thinking of two arms, but it's the arm in a singular sense.
Have been revealed.
All right. Okay. Have been revealed, all right. Unhidden, you might say. That was 38, was it? Plerothe is.
Revealed. That's not perfect, is it?
Were there. Yes, aorist passive. It's not perfect, it was aorist passive. They have, were they, have they been revealed? That's right. The arm of the Lord has been revealed, or was revealed. I guess we could say was revealed. Epistosen is aorist of pisto, pleirothe, aorist passive, subjunctive of pleiro. So they're quoting Isaiah. The Lord's quoting Isaiah here, and he didn't say that Isaiah didn't write this, and that there were two Isaiahs. He just quoted Isaiah. The Reader's Digest Bible has got all different questions on dates and authorship and so on. This man from Princeton who wrote the all this introduction. His name? Dr. Can't think of it. Princeton. But he has two Isaiahs at least, and he puts Jonah and Daniel in a different time frame for Daniel, different things. And then the book of John. He doesn't think 1 John, 2 John, 3 John are written by John the Apostle, but just a man called John. He's not even sure that the Gospel of John is written by John. Various things. He's just got all sorts of things. The Pastorals, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, were not written by Paul, but by someone using Paul's name at a later date. 2 Peter wasn't written by Peter. Here it says Petros, you know, right in the first, and Paulos, the very first words of, what's his name? Come on, what's his name? Dr. Princeton, great Greek scholar, and he's written a lot of books on Greek, you know, and so on. But I just thought of that with Isaiah. The Lord didn't question, and when he says it's written in the book of Daniel, he didn't say a man who's using Daniel's name who wrote quite a few many years behind. They don't know how to handle these modernists, do they? The prophetic truth in Old Testament prophecy that's saying something before it comes to pass. They just cannot handle it, so they have to put it, obviously, after the fact, looking back on it.
That's right.
History. All right. What was that? Well, that was 38, 39, please, Bill.
John 12:39. Dia tuto uk e dunanto pisnewe. Hoti palen apen esaias John.
Okay. Here's your famous dia tuto, Bill. Deo the accusative, which always means what? Or was that where you started? Yeah, that's where.
That's right.
Deal with the accusative always means what, and deal with the genitive always means what? The accusative always because of, on account of. It's causal because, but deal with the genitive is through, see, by means of, through, genitive or ablative. Okay? But deal with the accusative is because of. So because of this,
they were not able to believe.
Because you have hot to hear okay,
because
Palin
is that many
or is again not palu okay. Palu this is pa palu okay. Palus but this is Palin again.
Many said
palimpsest, that's something that's written again over, you know, it's rewritten. Ephraim Rescriptus is the name of a papyrus that's a palimpsest. It's something that they had something on it first and they erased it and put something else over it, see. And I guess the thing that was under it was the Bible. And they put something else over it. So
they fell on it, they did that.
Maybe it was vellum, see. Instead of they couldn't scrape too much. It must have been a vellum. Yes, it was Ephraim Rescriptus, but whatever the writing material. It'd be kinda hard to scrape, although papyrus, you know, would be awfully brittle when it scraped. You maybe could scrape a few layers. All right, Bill, did you finish that one?
Because Isaiah said.
Again. Because Isaiah said again. That stops right in the middle of a thought, doesn't it? All right, a dunanta, verse 39, is imperfect passive of dunamai, would not be able to believe, pistewin, present active. All right, Ruth, number 40, please.
1240. Tatifloken auton tus aphalmus, kai katoroken auton tain cardian, kena me idosi tois aphalmois, kai noisosi te cardia, kai epistrafosi, kai yasomai autus.
All right.
He has blinded their eyes. I saw their, except the eyes.
Mm-hmm. And there I understood, because that's one of the uses of the infinitive, is, I mean the article, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
And has hardened their heart in order that they should not see with their eyes and understand with the heart and should be turned around.
Mm-hmm. Turned around, converted,
and
changed.
I should save them.
Mm-hmm. I should heal them or save them. Either one of the Yahweh might like the healing, probably. A psychiatrist, psychiatros, is the physician of the soul, so the heal should heal. And of course, it means save, understandably. All right, that's 40, verse 40. Tetufloken is a perfect active of tuflao, to blind, and eporosen is the aorist of porao. Erosin is aorist subjunctive of horao. Noesosin, aorist subjunctive of noeo. Strafosin, or epistrafosin, in this case, aorist passive subjunctive of strefo. Yasomai, future middle of yama. This is not the same form we have. Let me see. We have, Yasomai, so that would be subjunctive of Yaomai. Yes, Yaomai. Any other comments, questions on this one?
Ryan's heart in the singular, Doctor.
Well, I guess, again, the whole, the part for the whole there, their heart, see, as a collective. You know, like we say, they're the crowd, achlas, the crowd. Singular is before us. That's what the Greek says. It's a collective, I think. The others are eyes and the so on, but the heart. I guess they just feel the heart is just the collective for the whole nation of Israel. That's the only thing I understand of it. You got the heart, singular, you got the eyes, plural, and you got the...
In fact, it says their heart, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
One heart for many people.
Yes, well, their heart, I mean, you know, each one has one, and, you know, their heart of all of them. See, they each, this heart, sort of a collective sense. You know, it should be their hearts, in a sense, everyone has one, but sometimes we say that today, don't we? Where's their heart? See, the heartless crowd, see. All right, next one, I guess, Bill, right?
John 12:41. Tauta Aphen Asias. Hota ede tain doxan autu, kai elalise peri autu.
Is that it?
John?
Yeah.
Isaiah said these things when he saw his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And
Aleo is to speak, so elalesa, imperfect, let's see, rather aorist, it's with a segment.
Called.
And said, or
yeah,
has,
sorry, yeah.
Or has called, if you want, or spoken, has spoken.
Said concerning him.
Has, or has said concerning, okay. Has spoken concerning him. All right. Wonder what the autu is referring to. Tain doxan autu, class. What is the antecedent in belief of two?
He.
All right, that's right. And who does the he go back to, do you think? Though I may not say so in this context.
Why, she's on that other phone, and the second line is ringing. I tell you, Ruth,
no, I'll put the pause button on that, because that's a little bit tickled. All right, go ahead.
It must be Jesus.
And that poor person that called here, I wonder if it's the same one that called before, or is it on before, or is it a new one?
see if they'll leave a message. See, I give them a gospel message too. Oh, they hung up. They didn't want it. Now, on that particular INK service, Ruth, I can turn to message number 2 and I give them John 14:6.
Oh, really?
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See, I should turn that. I haven't changed that for a while. Mm-hmm. Especially if this is the same person getting the same message, I should flip it on to message number 2. All right, Ruth, pardon me.
That verse.
Yeah, that verse. Go ahead, Ruth.
Isn't that His glory, Jesus' glory?
Yes, I think it's the Lord Jesus Christ. See?
But when did Isaiah see His glory?
Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. See, I think that's the glory, and it's, I think it's the, you know, the Lord God of heaven, but I think it's also the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus is using this and quoting Isaiah, bringing him in as a single person, not double Isaiah or third or fourth Isaiah. Saw His glory. I was taken by that, and I, it doesn't say who it is, but I mean, you think that He's speaking about the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. It could be the Father too, I understand, but I think this is probably referring to the Lord. All right, any other questions or comments on that one? All right, next one.
12:42. Homos mentoi kai ekton archonton poloi epistelsan eisauton. Alla diatus pharisaius uch homologum hina me apos synagogoi genontai.
All right.
Is it however, moreover,
or is
it homos?
This is 41. Oh, yes. Well, it's maybe concessive. Although, mentor, yeah, maybe. Although.
Although also from the leaders, many of the leaders were believed in Him. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing in order that they should not become persons who have been thrown out of the synagogue.
That's right. They should not be aposynagogued.
Yes.
Right? Excommunicated. Ex-synagogued. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the end of 44?
Yeah. 42.
42, rather. Yeah, 42. That's those fellows, really something. They remind me of present-day believers, many of them. Epistosan, aorist of pisto. It's 42, is it?
Yes.
Homologun. Homologum, rather, imperfect of homologeo, geneta, genontai, aorist middle of genomai, and the apos synagogue. Of course, that would be 42 apo, let's see, where are we? Synagogoi. That's, they should be, that's a noun, that's a, they should be a plural noun, and apo is away from the synagogue, and so it would just be shut out of the synagogue. They might be genontai, present, no, aorist rather. It would be gen, you see. Genomai would be present, so lest they might be or become excommunicated from the synagogue. Yeah, we would say that. Cut right off. All right, any thoughts on this? Any others? All right, 43, John.
John 12:43. Egapesan gar ten doxan ton anthropon. Malon, Heber, Tein, Doxan, Tuseu.
All right.
For they loved the glory of men.
Mm-hmm. The glory or praise, either one, of men.
Rather than, is that?
That's right, rather, Malon.
Rather than.
Malon, Heber.
The glory of God.
All right. My, oh my. What a price to pay to love the glory of men more than the glory of God. Please, men, one guy. That's a prevalent practice, though, isn't it? Of all of us, every one of us, not just the preachers and the ministers, but the Christian lay people as well. A kapesan, the aorist of agapao, isn't it? All right, any other comments or questions on that? Terrible Pharisees. Did not want to do it, but we so many times are like them, aren't they? 44, please. Ruth?
John 12:44. Jesus de ekraze kai epen apisteon eis eme u pistewe eis eme al eis ton emsanta me.
Okay.
But Jesus cried out and said, the one believing in me is not believing in me, but in the one who sent me.
All right. The one who sent me, the one having sent me. Eklaxen, with the aorist of Kladzo, Apen, second aorist of Lego, Pistewon, present participle of Pistewo, Pistewe, present active of singular Pempo, Pempsanta, rather, actually, Pempo and Pistewo, the present of Pistewo. Pempsanta. Aorist, I said present, aorist of Pempo, yes, with the sigma psi, Pempsantame. Double accent, isn't it, with the enclitic. Any other comments or questions on that one? Believe not on him, but on him who sent him. If you don't believe in the Son, you can't believe in the Father, right? All right, 45, Bill, please.
John 12:45. Kai ha theoron eme, theore ton pemsantame. John.
Okay.
And the one seeing me sees the one sent me, or having sent me?
The one who, having sent me, the one who sent me, right. All right, this is Theoron and Theore, both present of Theoreo, like we get our word theory. The one having sent me, the one sending me. All right, Ruth, any other questions on that one? Any other? Next one, please, Ruth.
12:46. Ego fus eis ton kosmon eleutha. Hena pas hopestelo eis eme. Es de scotia me mene.
Is that the end of that verse?
Yes.
All right.
I have come a light into the world in order that all who believe in me, all ones who are believing in me, should not remain in the darkness.
All right, should not remain in the darkness. 46, Eleilutha, the perfect of Erchamai, Pistewo, and present of Pistewo, and Mene is what, Ruth? Mene.
That's subjunctive.
Right, in what tense?
Aorist.
Aorist. Why is it aorist and not present?
Because Meno is,
meno is the root. So Mene is a different root of the epsilon iota. Right, aorist. All right, any other question on that one? Bill, 47, please.
John 12:47. Kai antes mu acuse ton rematon, kai me pisteuse, ego u crino auton, ugar eupon, hena crino ton cosmon, al hena soso ton cosmon.
All right.
And if anyone will hear,
or might hear, see, akuse with the aorist subjunctive of akuo,
okay.
Might hear, the sigma is, would be confusing, but this is the sigma, eta, iota, subscript.
Okay. Might hear my words and might believe not. I judge not him, for I came not in order that I judge the world, but in order that I would save, or will save, the
or might save.
Okay, might save.
Or will save, yes, so it is future, right? But yet it's also subjunctive. Yes, yes, you do. See, although, what verse is that? 7? 47?
48, yes.
47. You know, so. It's future, but I wonder if it's also the same form as the aorist subjunctive of so-so. It fused after henna, you'd have that, see? And maybe the identical forms, see, so-so. Henna takes subjunctive generally. So-so, aorist active, first person. And that's somebody made a mistake in the F. But soson is a future participle. Maybe that's what somebody thought that was. Sozo is a subjunctive, yes, of sozo. Have to be after him. All right, any other questions on that? He didn't come to judge, but to save the elect. What does it say?
The world.
The world, see. I realize they interpret that the world of the elect and so on, but this is something. He had to do something to the world because of 1 John 3, 1 and 2. You remember that? Yes, John, well, 1 John, I guess it's 1 John 2, 1 and 2, that's it. Now is of God. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So there must be some sense in which he did propitiate for the sins of the whole world. See, not for ours only, meaning believers understood, but it's also the sins of the whole world. So that verse alone opens up wide the unlimited atonement of Christ. And then the five-point Calvinists have to run for cover or else explain this in such a way as they can explain it away. Well, they say that the propitiation, for not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world, is still the world of the elect. How they can say that. Just like God so loved the world, in John 3:16, the world of the elect, that is. Not the whole world at all.
Oh, we didn't have button there for
them. Oh, I don't know what you'd have button there for, according to their explanation. They wouldn't know either, but I think that's what this says. See, that to me, you start with a real clear verse, and you move on to the other verses that maybe not as clear as this, but yet they're clear enough to give the teaching. See, like John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world. There's some way in which he has to deal with that sin of the world. If he took it away, therefore he atoned for it. But why does that not make all men saved? That would be universalism, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. They must receive that which he did for them. They must accept it, for it's their own. They must receive him, otherwise it's to none avail. And I don't know why all of a sudden the five-point Calvinists are so frugal as to the blood of Christ and the death of Christ, why he would waste it on anyone who couldn't avail themselves of it. They talk as if that would be a waste somehow. You know, on the part of the Son of God, that he would die for the world and the sins of the world. No waste, that's just the love of God. It's just as wide as the sin of man. The redemption of man is just as wide. That is the covering for that. And all right, that's 48, was it? Next verse, I'll see what it says. 47.
John 12:48. Ha athaton eme kai me lambanon ta remata mu ehi ton krinanta auton.
Is that it? No.
Ha logos hon elalitha ekinos krine auton.
Alright.
The one rejecting me or nullifying.
Mm-hmm. Setting aside. Titimi. Ah, titimi. See, titimi is to place or to set. And ah, not setting, not placing, not sort of setting aside.
Would that be rejecting?
Rejecting, right. Rejecting is good.
The one rejecting me and not receiving my word.
Words, plural, see.
Words.
Choose the plural. Mm-hmm.
Is having neuter. That which is judging him. The word which I have spoken, that is judging him in the last day.
All right. That which is judging him, yes, all right. So 48, all right. Athetone, present active participle of atheteo. Lambanon, present active of lambano. Eche, of course, present of echo. Krinon, present participle of krino. Lalesa, is that in that verse? That's
yes.
A aorist of lalao. All right, krine. Notice the accent on the epsilon, the yod, on the yod. Krine. See, that's the future of krino. See, because you got the krine, not krine, with an acute accent, but krine. See, that's a liquid future. Liquid because a noon is a liquid, so it will judge him. Is 47, was it?
49.
Okay. Let's see.
That was 48.
That was 48. Okay. 48. Yeah, that will judge him, you see, on that day. All right. Any other comments, question on 48? Okay, 49.
John 12:49. hati ego ex emautu uk elalisa al ha pensas me pater autos moi entolein edoke ti epo kai ti laleso.
All right.
But I spoke not out of myself,
mm-hmm.
but the one having believed.
Pimpto from Pemsas from Pimpo. Pimpto. From Pimpo, right? To send.
Okay.
A Pimpsas man.
Having sent me the Father.
That is the Father in apposition. Mm-hmm. All right?
This. Or,
Hati, probably because.
No, we're dropping a line there.
Oh, isn't Hati? I'm sorry.
Autos. It. Let me just see.
Oh, yeah, Autos. I'm a throwing line. Oh. Thank you.
Let's see here.
Autos means the same one, or he. You know, sometimes autos means the same one, the same person, meaning like a he, the third person singular pronoun.
He.
Edoke from didomi.
To give. Let's see.
He gave.
He gave me.
Entolein. That's right. He gave me the commandment. Entolein is the commandment.
He gave me commandment. What I say and what I shall.
And what I should say and what I shall say. I guess there's a two says, aren't there?
What I say now and what I will say, maybe.
Yes, what I should say and what I should speak, huh? Pardon me?
What I should say and what I should speak, what does that mean?
Well, what I shall say is two different senses, I guess, of
Amy.
You see, one is apon from lego. You see a different root in laleo is the functional speaking, la 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 la, like the tongue. See, that's that onomatopoetic word in Greek that means the functional speaking and articulation. The other is I say, it's a speech logos, it's the mental thinking behind the thought, and the other is the mechanical speaking, what I should say from the well thought off logos apon, and what I shall speak, formulating it on my tongue and giving it out, see, like that. Although, see, now those are two synonyms in Greek, and he's making something of that, isn't he? They're making a distinction because they're used in the same sentence, and it is a little confusing unless you get those fine.
That's where you get Trench's book, would probably.
Yeah, Trench would be helpful. Yes, they would. Like Lego and also Laleo. Any other comments or questions on that one? That was 49, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Pemsas, aorist of Pempo, Dedokan, perfect of Didomi, Apo, aorist, second aorist of Lego and Laleso, future indicative or first aorist active subjunctive. In this case, that would be of Laleo. This would probably be. Well, probably the subjunctive. What I should do, see, what I might do, just to compliment the apple. All right, 50, please, Ruth.
John 12:50. Kai oida hati he entole au tu, zoe ionios estin, ha un lalo ego, kathos ere ke moi ha pater, huto lalo.
All right.
I know that his commandment is life eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I am speaking that, or that which I am speaking. How do you say that? Therefore.
Yes, these things, meaning the things I speak.
This is what I heard of my Father. This.
It's sort of repetitious, and it's the things, therefore, that I speak. The things, ha. therefore, that I speak, that I am speaking. And just as
I heard of my Father, this I am speaking.
Well, this is the Father spoke
to me,
said to me, or spoke to me, yeah. Thus I speak. So the Father speaks to him, and he speaks to us.
Well, it's not the same word, is it?
No, Erike from Bravo. Is that what you mean? For the
Father. What is it that the Father?
Yeah, that's Erika from Apon. Well, Erika, it is from Apon. It's from Lego, yes.
Well, then
they're
using the same two words again, isn't he?
Lalego, yes. Yes, in Erika from Apon. That's right. The Father, Apon, and I, Lalego. I speak out articulation-wise, and the Father speaks in the sense of the full meaning and the thought behind it. So.
Is it the Lego would be the formulation of the word?
I would think so.
Lalego would be
the articulation of them, right. It's Moses, the Apon, and Aaron, the Lalego. See, Aaron was a spokesman for Moses who actually told him what to say. See, I suppose if we were talking about that in this context, you'd use Lego for the one and Lalego for the other. Apparently that's how these are used, and that certainly is understandable. That's why he's in Arche and Hologos. In the beginning was the Word. See, the whole formulation of the thought and plan and purposes of God. See, right? Embodied in the Lord Jesus himself.
In order for us to hear them, he had to Lalego.
That's right. He had to speak. That's right. He had to speak out. Man, otherwise, he could have all of it inside him, just like a computer with all the computer banks. But if it doesn't get out in the printout, there's nothing. We don't understand. We don't understand a lot, even if it's if it is on the printout. Some of it.
You didn't have to say that.
No, we didn't have to say that. All right, one final one, then we close for our translation.
The Gospel of John, chapter 13. John 13:1. Pro de tes certes tu pascha. Enos ha Jesus hati eleuthen autu he hora kena metabe ek tu kosmu tutu proston patera. Agapesas tus idius tus ento kosmo. Es telos agapesen autois.
Autus, it should be. That's a mistake. All right, Pavel, is it yours?
Yes.
The long last one.
But before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus, what is ados?
Having known, or when he knew. See, there could be a temporal participle, which is the way he transmitted a participle time, perfect participle, ados from oida.
When having
Jesus having known, or when he knew.
Okay.
What the Alelithan?
Erechmai?
Yes, from Erechmai. Perfect.
Has come?
Yes, has come, and we would say had come.
Had,
as we look back on it, he knew that it has come, you know, present tense. We look back on it, we knew that it had come.
Okay. That is perfect. Come.
That's right.
In order that.
The hour had come that.
That.
Metabino?
To.
To leave, to step off this earth.
To leave out of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
The world. To the Father.
Agapes us, having loved.
Having loved.
The heirs participle. Tus idios. Idios from idia, his own people. Tus idios, his own people. Understood.
In the world.
His own, which were in the world. Tus, you see, the article previous reference, are the ones that were in the world. Go ahead. Agapesan, H. Telos.
Let's see, from love, let's see, the
third singular.
Love.
He loved them.
Okay, he loved them in the end, or?
Ace, right up to, unto the telos, the very end. All right, 13:1, eidos, perfect participle of oida, eothens, aorist, erechomai, metabe, aorist, subjunctive of metabino, agapesas, aorist, participle of agapao, agapesan, aorist of agapao. Any other comments or questions on 13:1? All right, a little bit late tonight at 8:49. We started 10 minutes late, and... We should close 10 minutes after we started, but we have a little bit of data money, so with your kind indulgence, we will just have a look and see page 211 through 220. You ready for it? 211, the articular infinitive. It has a noun force, and with the article, it's just like a noun, because articles usually have nouns, don't they? So the present of the article has no fixed effect upon its varieties of use, bottom of page 211, except the infinitive with a preposition is always articular. But the anauthorous infinitive, which is the infinitive without the article, with the preposition occurs in elsewhere in Biblical Greek, and also literary koine. So, usually in the New Testament at least, it's with the preposition. It's always articulate. The article influenced the infinitive at 2 points. The first point in page 212 there is the historical significance. It balanced the substantive and verbal aspects of the infinitive. Remember, the infinitive is a verbal noun. It's a noun and a verb. The participle is a verbal adjective, an adjective and a verb, see? So that's the distinction between these two substances, the infinitive and the participle. Homer had it. It was significant there. And the article arose from a primitive demonstrative pronoun, they feel, middle of 212. Bottom of 212, the grammatical significance. It was an indication of a distinctive case as it began, apparently. And it was object of a verb, which takes a genitive, for example, and it's used with a preposition. Or when it's used with a preposition, you can see some of the significance there. But under this articular infinitive, which is the infinitive with the article, the A at the top of 213, the article unquestionably makes the infinitive more adaptable to use with prepositions. He says 200 times this is used, the article with prepositions in the New Testament. 33, there are telic uses or purpose uses of the article and the infinitive, rather. Infinitive and the article. Telic uses 200 times with the articular infinitive. If all the infinitive uses, the articular infinitive with the article is the most important. At least it's most voluminous. It's the most variety. It has the greatest number of cases. All right. Without the preposition, we commonly find the articular infinitive in the appropriate case. That's B, second thing under the grammatical significance. The ta is in harmony with the subject case, to with the locative instrumental dative, and so on. Then C, it's observed, however, that the conformity of the case of the article with the case relation to the infinitive is not a fixed rule. There's one subject accompanied by two, the genitive or ablative, Annex 27.1, instead of the nominative. And there's a parallel use, and there's a table here, top of 214, the anarthrous infinitive, which is the infinitive without the article, the articular infinitive with the article, for subject, for object, for apposition, prepositional object, and purpose and result. This man, Votta, has done a lot of work in this book. 2,276 times in the New Testament, the infinitive occurs, and it has the article only 319 times. 1,957 times it's without the article. So that gives you kind of a blow-by-blow description of how often the articular infinitive is used. Not too many times. 319 out of 2,276. Any comments or questions on that articular infinitive? The article. All right, let's take a look at the uses of the infinitive. There are verbal uses, and there are substantival uses, or uses as a noun, verb and a noun. There are 5 verbal uses, and there are 6 noun uses, or substantival uses. First of all, the verbal uses, the purpose, the aim or purpose of doing something, Matthew 2:2, and we have come to worship him. Euphemon proskunesai auto. We have come, what's the purpose? To worship him. The article of purpose. Very simple way of establishing. The purpose may be expressed, notice top 215, in three ways. Simple infinitive, number two, the infinitive with two, or the genitive. Three, infinitive with a preposition, whether eis, pros, or hosta. So those are purpose, different ways of expressing purpose. The second use of the infinitive is result. 86 times, Vota mentions at least that he thinks it's a result. Example, Romans 1:10, I shall be prospered to come to you. I shall be prospered el thein prosa humos. I shall be prospered with the result that I will come to you. See, that's the infinitive used as result. And there are, you notice on the footnote 1 there in the fine print, there are four uses or ways you can express result. One, simple infinitive. Two, infinitive with two. Three, the infinitive with eis. And most frequently, the infinitive result with hoste. So there are four ways of doing it. Now notice also in footnote 2 is an interesting point. There are three points of view from which result may be expressed by the infinitive. What kind of result is it? Number one, is it actual result? Number two, is it conceived result? Or number three, is it the intended result? So there's a blending of purpose and result in that intention. So there's different kinds of ways of expressing points of view in the result type. Any comments or questions on the purpose and result uses of the infinitive, the verbal use? All right, look at the time uses, a temporal clause. It may introduce a temporal clause infinitive, but temporal relations are vague. You have to look at the context. Now, three points of view whenever you have an infinitive in time. First one, A, when they have pren or pren A, it's antecedent time, time before something else takes place. Pren A dis electora phonesi, before to sound the cock. Before to crow the cock, we would say twice. So it's antecedent time, if it's prin or prin a, top of page 216. In the locative construction with en to, infinitive denotes contemporaneous time. As he was sowing, kai en to spering, and in the sowing, in the to sowing, you see. That's contemporaneous time. As he sowed, while he sowed. The third type of time, a c, the infinitive with meta, to, is with the express, to express rather subsequent time. Matthew 26:23, after I have risen, ergethenai, meta to ergethenai, after the two having been raised, you see. After I have risen, is the way of expression. So that's subsequent time to the main time. Any questions or comments on the time verbal use? Then the cause, the infinitive of cause, accusative infinitive with dia. There again, Bill, remember dia is because with the accusative. Natural construction for cause. Matthew 13:3, immediately sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Dia to me echin, because of the not to have, you see. That's the causal use of the infinitive. And you see, these are all valid translations of the infinitive. You know, a lot of times you say, well, look, they translate this. Don't those fools know that there's an infinitive here? Why are they translated as if it's a finite verb? Well, some of these are uses that are valid uses of translating of the infinitive, and they can be legitimately used in translation. Then the fifth use and final use of the verbal as a verb, the infinitive is a command. It's called the imperative infinitive many times. It was used in Homer, in Koine usage, and various other places. In the papyri, many occurrences of it. Moulton says, Philippians 3:16, whereunto we have attained by this walk, to auto, in this or by this, stoichein, to walk. You see, but that's just an infinitive, but yet it's an infinitive as a command. So that's another use of the infinitive in order or command. From it. Any questions on the five uses of the infinitive as a verb? All right, let's take a look at the six uses of the substantival infinitive, page 217 and following. The five uses, six uses are subject, object, indirect object, instrument, apposition, and substantive modifier. So first of all, the subject, just like we can say it in English, to prevent the deed was his purpose. Romans 7:18, for to will is present with me. Togar thelain, to will. That's the subject of the whole sentence. Is it to will? Is present. It's like to say, I am present with you. To will is present with you. Then it can be used as an object, the substantival as a noun. kai ezetun auton kratesai, and they sought to lay hold on him. They sought to lay hold. They sought, what did they do? To lay hold. That's the direct object of the verb zeteo, isn't it? Then it can be used as an indirect object. On Luke 10:40, page 218, my sister has been leaving me to serve alone. She's been leaving me diakonein, in order to serve alone. That would be the indirect object. The meh, you see, is the direct object. She's leaving me, but then me, to serve alone. It's an indirect type of object. Then it can be used as an instrument. The noun used as an infinitive as an instrument, instrumental case. For instance, Hebrews 5:5, Christ glorified not himself by becoming a high priest. Glorified himself to become, genethenai, a high priest, by becoming a high priest. You can see that that is the usage of the instrumental, use of the participle. The fifth, the apposition. The infinitive is used in apposition with the substantive or noun. Your sanctification is to abstain from fornication. Ahagiasmos apechestai. That's just opposition. Apposition means the same thing. This is your sanctification. Even what is it? To abstain from fornication. Porneas. It can be used as a modifier, especially with verbs of authority, need, ability, and fitness. A, the infinitive may modify a noun, page 219, in the typical substantive relation. John 1:12, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Edoken autois exousion, genestai, technatheu genestai, to become. Right to become. See, that just follows it, and that's a modifier of it. Or infinitive may modify an adjective with regular substantive function. Not just a noun, but an adjective. I am not worthy to loose. Uke mis hekanos. That's an adjective. Loosai. I am not able to loose. So it modifies the adjective hekanos. Some fine print there, but that takes over 220, which we'll take up next week. Remember, the participle is a verbal adjective. Infinitive, a verbal noun. The infinitive partakes of a verb and a noun. The participle, a verb and an adjective. Any other comments you have or questions before we close? 10 minutes over our normal time. When we started 10 minutes late, which makes us 20 minutes beyond our normal, but sometimes we're not too normal, are we? We have too many phone calls, right, Ruth?
That's right.
All right, won't you please close in a word of prayer as the Lord will lead you.
Father, we thank you for a good time again tonight around your word, and we thank you for the many truths that have been reiterated tonight, Lord. And we thank you for your goodness and your blessings to us, and especially, Lord, for your salvation that you provided. And Lord, we thank you that you've called us to be ministers, that we might serve you, and that your name might be magnified and lifted up, and that we might decrease, Lord, and we would humble ourselves to you. And I just pray that you'd bless our dismissal now and give us a good week, a good service on Sunday, Lord, to worship you and praise you and just again come together and fellowship with other believers as we serve you this week. And we just pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Keep up the good work, all of you. Very good.